The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 86 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Winner is finally making a comeback. It has been confirmed that Winner is preparing to make a full group comeback with a new album in July. On the 8th of June, YG Entertainment confirmed it's true that Winner is filming their music video. However, the agency declined to provide an exact date or further details about the comeback, stating, "We think we'll be able to inform you of their precise comeback schedule soon." This will be their first comeback in over 2 years and their first since Jinwoo and Sunghyun discharged from the military. So keep your eyes out on that. I love how YG was just like, yeah, when they're ready, they're ready. We'll let you know.
Like, it's happening.
But it's happening. Things are happening. So
I think I saw them tease it on TikTok, I think.
Yeah, on Sunghyun's, yeah. Sunghyun's TikTok is basically Winner's official TikTok basically. At this point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because I think they did a TikTok about them coming back. So,
yeah.
Don't know if that was YG approved, but it's happening. So, maybe that's the only way they can get YG to get the wheels turning.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, next is Squid Game news. So, months after the season one, Netflix has released its first teaser for the show's highly anticipated second season. Netflix officially announced on its social media channels that it had given season two the green light. Way. Squid Game is officially coming back for season two. In addition to an eerie teaser video featuring the unforgettable motion-sensing doll Young-hee, Netflix also shared a special message from Squid Game director, writer, and executive producer Hwang Dong-hyuk. In his message, he confirmed that both Lee Jung-jae and Lee Byung-hyun will be reprising their respective roles as Ji-hyun and the frontman in season 2. And it's also teased that Gong-yoo will be returning as well. So there's that.
Probably the very unofficial. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that I heard apparently people are speculating that Jenny might make an appearance. I don't know how they made that connection, but I've
I've never heard that, but you never know. I also saw as well, I don't know how true it is, that the doll Young-hee's meant to have a boyfriend or something. Oh. I don't know what is going on and why this doll is the, I know she's like the official symbol, whatever, fine, but if she has a boyfriend, for why? But
it's so random.
I just hope it's a lot of pressure for Squid Game season two. I just hope it's good. I hope it's good. But you know, there's still going to be people that's going to be unsatisfied. Oh, it's not as good as the first one. So we'll see. And last but not least, Aespa song leak. So on the 14th of June, SM Entertainment denied rumors regarding Aespa's upcoming release. A recent audio clip surfaced online with claims that it is an English demo of Aespa's new song Girls. The post also added that producer Yoo Young-jin participated in making the song. In response to this, SM Entertainment commented, "The relevant demo is not not Aespa's new song." So I haven't even seen this demo that people are talking about, but that was shut down. But I think even if it was in the works, they're probably going to pull it anyway. So there's that. But yeah, that is Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's any stories that you want us to comment on, or any stories you want... Why do I keep doing that? I keep saying the same thing twice, but in a different way. But yeah, if there's any stories you want us to talk about, or if you want to comment on any stories, make sure you hit us up on social media at How You At You. But before we move on, I just want to address something. I was thinking, should I say something? Should I not? But I'm going to say it because it's my podcast and I can say whatever I want. I want people to realize, especially if it's like your first time or you're not sure, you just stumbled across this podcast. This podcast is about unpopular opinions. Most of the time, and I'm not going to lie, I do feel like the term is overly used, unpopular opinions. Sometimes it could be just an opinion that's not that unpopular. Mm-hmm. And we still talk about it anyway because someone submitted it, whether that's in our comments or like through the other channels or whatever. But if we do talk about an unpopular opinion, we're going to discuss an unpopular opinion. And when we do, it's not to bash an artist or to be a hater or whatever. This is essentially meant to be a space where things that other people want to talk about but are scared to because there are quote-unquote, I'm doing air quotes, fans that will attack you for having a different opinion. Now, if I came on here and I was like, for example, Bob the Idol has a big-ass nose and he's ugly, that's slander, that's hate, that's hateration. Mm-hmm. But if I'm like, oh, I didn't like Bob the Idol's last comeback because I think it sounded too much like his last comeback before that, okay, you may not agree, you may think it's the best song in the world, and you have every right to that opinion, but I also have the right to say that the song was rubbish. And mm-hmm. that's that. As art, whether that's music, film, pictures, it's all subjective. My opinion is not right and neither is yours. It's an opinion. And again, if you don't like it, lock it off. Don't be writing long-ass essays because I will reply to you and you'll look stupid and then you'll end up deleting it. And that's facts and that's tea and that's what's happened. But anyway, let's move on. I don't want to see foolishness in the comments because whether it's good or positive, I want to reply more anyway. So, yeah. Anyways, moving on to say what? Yes, girl. So this segment is the unpopular opinions section. So if you're easily triggered, go away, please. I don't have time. So you can send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, hot tea, hot takes, all of that in between. You can send that to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou to submit one anonymously. I nearly said that word wrong. But anyway, Shay, take it away.
Okay, just before we jump into our first unpopular opinion, also do give us some leeway with our responses to these because we are just reacting in real time. We don't, like, obviously we have to skim for like swear words or profanities or hate speech or anything like that, but we're reacting to these in real time. So we may not have had time to research or know all this the details on something. So just keep that in mind too.
And the thing is, this is another thing that annoys me, and I know I'm going off, but during that it was about the whole BTS thing. I'm just going to say that, yeah. During that whole back and forth that me and Shay were having, and if you guys want to listen to it, it's the episode before this. The whole back and forth, the amount of times we said, we don't have all of the facts, we're not 100% sure. If you want to let us know, let us know. We've never forced anyone to be like, educate us, let us know. Like, we've never, like, said it in that way. It's just like, we're going off what we know. And again, as Shay said, we're seeing these opinions, we're reading them out live the first time. So if we're not aware of an event that's happened or we don't know all the ins and outs, but we just know like surface level stuff, that's all we're going based on. And I don't know how many times we're going to say, we don't know everything, but if it's this, we don't know, but we correct us if we're wrong. I don't know how many times we could say that. So, yeah.
Yeah, so just keep that in mind. That's our little two cents. So, our very first unpopular opinion for today is, sorry in advance if I butcher this name, please forgive me, but Baya got into Kepler because of her brother.
I've read a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't follow Kepler like that. I don't... They were created on a show, right?
I think it was like a Produce 101 style
planet,
situation.
Something like that?
Something like that.
Okay, so I personally don't think she got in... to the group because of her brother, but I'm not saying that it didn't help. With, I guess they probably used that as her storyline on the show. Again, I didn't watch the show, so again, correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't seen the show. I think it could have helped. Also, I did read somewhere, because she has an older sister that used to be an idol as well, that mm-hmm. does more like, I think, lifestyle or YouTube stuff. I could be wrong again. Sorry, correct me if I'm wrong. So she has appeared on her sister's channel as well. So people probably liked her personality. I heard she has that personality where people warm to her. So again, that could have helped as well. Also, because many people have also seen like, oh, she doesn't really have, in terms of the idol sphere, she's not that. Again, not my words, she's not that great, she doesn't really do that much, but I'm just like, they've just debuted, so give them time to mm-hmm. grow into the role. And again, I think this is more of an international fan issue, because I've also read that a lot of Koreans, in the sense of the group, don't really care for her like that. She's not like, you know how people used to say 4 Minute, right, was like Hyuna and the girls, right? I don't mm-hmm. think it's that situation. And I've also seen on the other end that a lot of people have complained that I don't think she gets many lines or whatever the case may be. So it's not like her company's pushing her to the front, if that makes sense. And people are like, okay, well, this member is better skilled or highly skilled in this area. But how do you say her name? Baha?
I said Baya.
Baya, sorry,
mm-hmm.
Is doing all of these things and everyone else is her backing dancers, because I don't think it's that either.
Yeah, I think one, like you already said, they've just debuted. I wouldn't fully comment on this from my standpoint, because my only interactions with her have been like mainly their trend that went viral and just seeing bits here and there of her. I think having famous relatives or a platform already is going to help anyone. But we've seen that with a lot of these variety shows, but survival shows and stuff. Mm. No matter how many connections you have sometimes, it does not mean the public will like you or that you'll exactly. still get into the group. But from what I've seen from her, she seems really promising. She has a really nice yeah. vibe. I would love to see her on, not saying they haven't already, I'm just saying I haven't seen yet, but I'd love to see her on like more variety shows. She has like a really funny personality. She has amazing visuals. She's definitely up there with like the K-pop idol Barbies. And I don't know. I didn't watch the show. I don't know how the voting seemed or comments that have gone round. But I wouldn't say that it feels like she used her brother, not used her brother, but yeah. as though that was a leg up for her. I think if anything, it's just really cool to have like these K-pop siblings that are in the game together. I think it's really cute and sweet. Yeah. I feel like I remember a clip from the show where, I don't know if Hyun and Kai sent in a video like cheering her on for the competition or whatnot.
Mm.
But it was never, I just didn't get that vibe. You can kind of sort of tell.
Yeah, you can tell. Yeah. I didn't get that vibe either. And also sometimes... Many people may think, oh, having like an idol sibling, you know, will help your case. Sometimes it hinders it.
Yes,
because
exactly.
You're either going to be always compared to them, or you're going to have, I feel like majority of fans, for example, I think a majority of Kai fans will probably cheer on his sister because that's his sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, you have those fans that are just like weird and they will just hate because she is the sister as well. And yeah. on top of that, then you have like the whole people will hate because, oh, she's only there because of her brother. And then they won't even look into her skills or whatever. And yeah. there have been like K-pop siblings that I could think of off the top of my head is you obviously you had like your Crystal and what's her name?
Jessica.
Yes. I saw her face and her name. Obviously, you had Crystal and Jessica.
There's and also that one girl in ITZY. Is her name?
And Chaeyoung and yes. her sister, who was in IZONE.
Yeah.
And then you also had the first one that popped into my mind, which is very telling of how old I am, is Dara from 21, and then you had Fonda from NBLACK.
What? I didn't know this.
Yeah, so I think he acts now. I don't know if he still acts, but he did do some acting. So, yeah, Fonda from NBLACK is their siblings, basically. Wow. But again, just using those two, you didn't even know that. So sometimes it's just pointless. There's no point of me saying, oh. Because it's okay, so but what can you do? I'm not watching your brother. I'm not watching your sister. I'm watching you. So
that might help. It's like, what way around it? Because like, say she went on the show and they just ignored the fact that they were siblings. One, their family has really strong genes.
Yeah.
So everyone would have realized. And like, two, it would just be weird. So I don't think there was any way around it unless she gave up her dream. Like it was going to come up anyway.
Yeah. Because you're right, actually, because the genes are strong in that family.
Yes.
The genes are gening, and especially if she's like she's a mixed idol as well, so she's already going to get attention for like sticking out and being different. You can't ignore that. She would have to mention it at least once.
Something. Yeah, so we're not saying that it didn't aid her overall popularity. I don't know how much fans were involved in like the voting for the show, or if it was like mixed or judges decided. I don't know how the show worked. Obviously, it's going to aid her exposure, but I don't think people should be like, oh, she has all of this just because of her.
Yeah, I don't think it's
association that. Like that. Nah, that's not fair. At least give the girl a chance.
Because I feel like if that was the case, I feel like there'd be more siblings and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how annoying that would be though? I think that would be like a pandemic if like everyone was just related to everyone.
Oh God. You never know.
But to be honest, there's not even just in K-pop, but just in general, depending on the industry that you're in, I feel like sometimes a lot of people that you may not even realize know a lot of people or know certain people. Not necessarily means that they're not talented, but it makes it a bit easier to get your foot through the door. It's like when you're looking for a job, if you know that your friend already works at that cafe and she could speak to the manager, then not saying that you're not good at making coffees, but your friend did help you get there, get the job in the first place. Whereas if you didn't know anyone in the coffee industry and you're trying to like get in, it's slightly harder, even though you have the talent and the skill. So
yeah. And this might sound bad. I don't want to offend any Moas because I absolutely love TXT.
I'm offended.
So dumb. In my eyes, TXT, they're not rookies, but they're still fairly new. Like they still feel very fresh. So even though they've done incredibly well for themselves in a very short period of time, I don't think it was like the equivalent of someone like maybe, it's not leeching if someone's your relative, but like, oh, Jimin's my cousin or he's my brother and like that situation.
It's so true.
Yeah.
And I think we have to remember as well, that's why I feel like it's more of an international fan issue because even though TXT are doing great, I don't know that, and again, I could be wrong, correct me. I feel like there's still a part of me that feels like Korea hasn't caught up yet. Like, they know, but it's just like, oh, yeah, TXT in it, yeah. Like, they kind of, like, yeah, they're good, but like, they're kind of brushed aside. It's, as you said, it's not like, oh my God, BTS. It's not like that. So, I don't know. Yeah. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, but that's our two cents. And, like, once again, we haven't watched the show and we don't know all the details, but yes. Okay, so on to our next unpopular opinion. This person said, your fave has already dated someone and is most likely dating someone right now. And then their second opinion is, and I did it. Wait, sorry, I don't know what this person's saying.
I think
they're saying there are some idols that should never have been idols and should have gone straight into acting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the first part, your fave has already dated someone and is most likely dating someone right now. Thoughts and feelings.
Maybe not dating someone right now. I don't know. Probably. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I guess.
But in secret, like the companies don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the whole scandal with the whole Inkigayo sandwich business, isn't it? And passing looks and secret codes that idols have.
I feel like I would be like, you might not even intentionally be looking for a relationship or want a scandal, but I would be so offended as an idol if I found out that was happening and I didn't get a sandwich. Like, imagine you're hearing everyone else is getting like love letters and sandwiches and you don't get one. But
step your game up.
Gosh.
Step it up. That's like, and this is going on a different tangent. There are idols, like, idols are not perfect, yeah? Of course, they're human. But you've seen, like, when, you know, like, the old, like, the second gen idols, when they're still, like, within the industry, but, like, they're not in it as much. Where they'll go on to shows, and I'm like, yeah, there's some creepy male idols that we just know to stay away from. And we would never know who it is or who they're referring to. So it's the same thing.
Yeah. And I think one thing, it sort of relates to this unpopular opinion, this first part, but I was watching, there's that, I don't think it's new. I think there was a previous season, but it's newly on Netflix and it's like basically the Korean version of The Ultimatum. So you on, yeah, so you come on with your partner.
I want to know actually. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So you come on with your partner and like you guys, not necessarily you're on the verge of breaking up, but like you sort of want to see if you're going to go forward in your relationship or if you guys shouldn't be together. So you come in with your partner, but then the show sets you up with who they think is your ideal partner from one of the other couples that have come in. And one of the couples was this guy and this girl. They've been together for over 5 years and he was an idol. So their whole relationship was in secret. He rarely had like any money because idols don't always make money unless you go super big. They don't have a lot of money. So there's like a lot of financial strain on their relationship. And because he was an idol, he delayed like his military service for a long time. So he's only going to do that now. So she feels like she's had to put up with so much for so long.
Yeah, that sounds like the ghetto. I'm not going
to
date
in secret, have financial strains, have to like do most of the stuff. Like she paid for most of their dates and all this other stuff. And then now he's going to go off for 2 years. And, like, she's worried. Like, once again, it might be societal stuff or just her preference. Like, I think she's coming up to, like, 29, 30. And, like, that's when she would ideally like to be getting married and settling down. And she can financially afford a wedding right now. But, like, he's going to the military and has only just started working properly, I guess, outside of the K-pop industry a year ago. So your fave may be dating someone, they may be struggling, so be nice to them. That's the moral of the story. But yeah that is a lot, but probably maybe I don't know. And the second part of this person's unpopular opinion is some idols should never have been idols and they should have just gone straight into acting.
Again, I feel like we spoke about this before, but I feel like a lot of agencies do that to create buzz, and I don't feel like it's, I feel like they're staring away from it now, but I do know that back in the day there was always a visual slot, and the visual slots are usually the actresses or the actors or the models or the group, and it's just a way to generate more money, because if there's buzz around Shay being in the biggest girl group in Korea and now she can book a drama, it's a win-win for Shay and it's a win for the company. So
it's an easier transition with like almost guaranteed gratification in terms of like, because rarely when you see an idol that segued into dramas, they rarely have like minor roles. They're either like the leads or like part of the like constant support cast or something like that. But I think we've mentioned it before, but I would love to speak to an actor who's just like professionally trained as an actor and has only ever been in that world, how they feel about idols that go into
they must hate it
there.
But it still it comes down to the whole people you know situation, because And again, it doesn't take away from their talent, but then it's just like, I'm talented too. So it's really annoying. It's all about the people you know.
And I guess it's not necessarily acting to idol, but it kind of happens in a, it can happen in a different way, even in the idol world, because there are some people that may have been like influencers or had an online platform that have then gone into the idol world. They might not get to use those same accounts and stuff, because usually when you debut, they make you just have fresh stuff, but they already have an audience and a loyal following.
Yeah. So
I guess it happens in all different arenas. It might not feel fair to the people on the other end, that's sort of on the receiving end, but sometimes also
it's business, it might, at the end,
it's business, so. But also sometimes, at least on the topic of acting, the idols that become actors are actually really talented actors, so are they sometimes not respected for their skills because of the way they got into the business?
I still feel like within Korea, as much as, you know, K-pop is loved worldwide, it's just like, oh, you're an idol. Like, you know, they've worked so hard. You see it on every show me the money, all the dancing ones. Like, if they go to, like, they can't really dance, they're just an idol dancer. What does that mean? Okay, there are some idols that only can follow choreography, but there are other idols that are actual dancers that can actually dance. There are idols that rap, raps that are given to them, but they're actually idols that are about this life, about rapping. So, I feel like it's the idol stigma as well, that sometimes people, again, and it comes back to even the first opinion, because they're related to something or they're known for something, they don't want to see them as a person or what skills that they have.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it can be a bit difficult, but I understand both perspectives. So it must be difficult. And then on to our last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, Blackpink is not losing popularity. They are just less relevant. And a second opinion from this person. Also, G-Dragon is one of the most overhyped rappers.
Okay, so Blackpink is not losing popularity.
They are just less relevant.
And I think that's a YG issue. I don't think it's Blackpink per se. I feel like, again, Blackpink are in their modeling influencer bag. I don't know if people would care if they disappeared. Actually, no, I feel like people would care because they're Blackpink. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people, because I feel like Blackpink have a lot of haters for whatever reason. I feel like a lot of Blackpink haters or skeptics, they feel like their level of fame or the level of love that they get is not warranted because of the amount of music that they've released is not a lot. So it seems like music comes second, if that makes sense, to all the other things that they're doing. But I don't think that's their issue. It's a company issue. Because, I just feel like if they came back, they'll be popping.
Yeah. I wouldn't say they're less relevant, because I don't think Blackpink will ever not be relevant.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that part of the opinion. I don't think they're losing popularity. I think, like you said, it might just be a very YG culture thing where we're kind of used to having an iconic moment, then hearing nothing for a year and just hoping it will come back at some point or something else will happen in the future. I don't know. But I think with Blackpink, I don't think it would be right just to call them, like, some people just sort of think of them as models. Like, they're great models.
Mm.
But I think they're pretty, like, good musicians as well. But I think they've also used the group as a segue into some of their desired fields too. Like, most of us know that Jisoo was initially, I think, in YG to become an actor.
Yeah.
And then, like, she's sort of started to segue into that a bit more. Not after being in the group. They haven't disbanded or anything, but from being in the group. So it might be a mixture where we see, and we've spoken about this multiple times, where we see them pursuing other areas of their interests and then, like, coming back as a nucleus for comebacks when they happen. But yeah, I don't know if they're becoming less relevant.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And then the second part of this unpopular opinion, also GD is one of the most overhyped rappers.
Okay, let's look at this subjectively.
Okay.
Is G-Dragon the best K-pop rapper? No.
Mm-hmm.
Has he ever stated that? No. I think G-Dragon is rated the way he is because he's a trendsetter. He sets mm-hmm. trends. Literally everyone follows them. This reminds me when I was in Korea in 2016, right?
Uh-huh.
He had a collab with, oh, who was it? It was with some sort of clothing store. I can't remember what it was, who it was, right?
It wasn't the Nike situation.
No, it wasn't Nike. This is like before Nike.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a collab with someone. Like it was like clothes or whatever. Literally, Shay, every time I would walk on the street, everyone had at least one piece from this line, or they've copped the whole, you know, like how they do promo shots, yeah, where,
yeah, like the whole fit.
They would have the whole fit and everyone styled it exactly this. It looked like a uniform, like G-Dragon uniform. So as I said, he's a trendsetter.
Mm-hmm.
He's always producing, creating his own lane, and he has a very unique style and a unique voice, and he's a household name. So I feel like that's where he gets rated at.
I've even heard people specifically be like, he's the best rapper of all time.
Yeah,
I haven't heard that before.
I don't think anyone, of course there'd be fans like, oh my gosh, he's the best, you know, whatever, cool. And of course every rapper has that line like, yeah, I'm the best in my city, I'm the best in my town, let's get litty, whatever. But I don't think he's like, I don't think he's ever been like, I'm the best. I just feel like if you hear his voice, you know, okay, that's GD.
Yeah. I think he just has that, like, and well-deserved. He has, like, a very, like, icon status. Kind of, not even style-wise or music-wise, but it's like a similar situation with Psy, for example. Mm. No one's going to say Psy is the best singer or the best, like, he has the best, no, like, GD has an amazing voice, so maybe it isn't a great comparison, but no one's going to turn around and say, like, Psy is the like, right after Mariah Carey, but isn't necessarily about, like, how good they are at singing or rapping or whatever, but it's just, like, how they've cultivated this, like, their own...
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, what would be the word for it? Like their own thing. I don't know how to explain it.
When I think of GD, I feel like GD, if you think about it, GD is like the definition of K-pop. Do you get what
yes.
I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Like with the producing and the composing, like how artistic he is. Like his, like when you think GD, you think of his fashion, you think of his unique sound, you think of like the whole package. You don't just think GD rapper.
Like if you had to put like a picture in the definition of a K-pop in a dictionary, I would vote for GD to be there.
GD. He's the trendsetter. Big Bang was the first group to have like a light stick. Like there's all like all these little things, and that's not disregarding all the other things other K-pop groups have done, but if we're just talking about GD, he's the leader that leads. Like, do you know what I mean? Like there's all these other little things that it's just like G-Dragon is K-pop, so I think that's where like that's why he gets rated so highly. It's not necessarily, but they just pinpoint this one. As you said, GD sings as well. Like when people talk about G-Dragon and how amazing he is, it's never just because he's the greatest rapper. Like the amount of songs that he's composed, and he's a melody man. He's a
little bit of everything.
He's a bit of everything.
And our gushing over GD is not excusing anything questionable that's happened in the past. I just wanted to include that disclaimer.
Please.
I've never heard someone be like, oh my gosh, GD is the best rapper on this planet. I've never heard that.
I've never heard it either.
He is an icon. He is the moment.
And the girls just can't take.
Oh, why did I just think of that one meme? Where was he? I think it was like some sort of fashion show and he took like his shades off.
Oh, yes. I think of that, and I think of the time where I think him and CL were somewhere. CL turns around and she had to double take like, oh, it's you. It's so weird because sometimes like GD knows how to blend into a crowd, but also knows to be like, I've arrived.
Yeah. Oh my God. So, I would give anything for like a GDCL performance again. Oh my God. But let us not get carried away. Those were all of our unpopular opinions for today. If you guys have any thoughts, feelings, unpopular opinions, stories, or dilemmas that you want to send in, you can submit them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/hallyatyou, or you can send them to us on socials. And now it's time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice let you know if there's anything we've been listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
This actually came up on my For You page and I just thought it was really cute. So there's a program Korean program called Hip Hop Nation. And I don't know the premise of the show. I don't know if this was like a special episode or I don't know if they followed these women throughout, but they had like ajummas, Korean grandmas, on there rapping.
Oh,
there was like one woman, she was rapping her heart out. Like there was people in the audience crying. There was this other woman, she had like a, you know, like how Tupac used to tie his bandana around his head. Yeah.
Oh,
so she had the bandana and she was like, it's Jima, and she was
period. Okay.
She was going in. I will try and find the clip and post it in our episode dump. But that looks so interesting to me. I think it's a great concept. It reminds me of, I really wish they did more shows like this, like in the UK or Western or whatever. Yeah. I don't know if you remember this show or were aware of this show, but Diversity, the dance group, used to have a show where they'll go into like communities. It, like they'll go to places of people where they don't usually dance and they would have to learn a routine. Like
schools and stuff.
No, like for example, they may go to, I don't know, they may go to Liverpool to a random Morrison's and I'll teach whole staff how to do like a 2-minute routine and then they'll invite like everyone in the community to come and watch and like it would like build their on their confidence or whatever the case may be. Just like shows like that, that's, I don't know, like, I don't know, go to community, go to our old people's home, teach them how to rap. That's sick.
So done.
So I like things like that. But yeah, it was called Hip Hop Nation. I don't know if this, as I said, I don't know if it was a particular episode. I don't know if they followed these women throughout a whole season. I don't know, but yeah. Korean rapping grandmas. Yeah.
So done. Yeah, what's on my radar? I think that made me forget my radar.
I'm so sorry.
I wasn't ready for that. What is on my radar? That dating show that I mentioned earlier. Watching that. Still
what's
watching.
It called? Do you know what it's called? Do you remember?
Oh, and bear me 2 seconds. Cue the elevator music.
That's not elevating music. That's from a TV show.
It's like but I really relate that like that sound to like Wii music. But anyway,
yes, it does sound very Wii-ish.
It's called Change Days.
Change Days.
Yes.
Okay. Change yes. Days. Also, I've uploaded, guys.
Oh my gosh.
I was meant to have more videos, but my laptop can't take. The girls can't take it.
At least it's happening.
The fan was, my computer's about to take off. So anyone wants to donate to my non-existent GoFundMe to buy me equipment, that'd be amazing. But yeah, I had, and then like other videos that I took, like I reacted to, like the screen recording didn't, it recorded, but it recorded like, you know, the top bar of your screen where it says file, edit, format. Mm. Yeah, it just recorded that. I'm like, what can I do with this?
Oh.
That's a waste. And my reactions are authentic, so I'm not going to go sit down and do it again. I'm sorry. It's just,
oh,
it's,
gosh.
Just it's not going to happen. But yeah, check out the YouTube. I'm not going to say I'm going to be consistent because I'd be lying. I don't know. If it happens, it happens. All I'm going to say is a girl's going to try. And that's all I can do.
Yes.
But like my equipment's working against me at this time.
But at least it's happening. That's what's most important.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I think that was everything on my radar. I'm still watching Woody the Virgin. That's happening, yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like there was something else. I don't know. Tune in next week to find out.
But yeah, guys, that's the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember, if you want to submit anything to be featured on the pod, an unpopular opinion, a story, a dilemma, you can submit them anonymously on Shanice's website, or you can send them to us on socials.
I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me at kpopbox _ on most things, or kpopbox 1 on YouTube.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me on socials at The K-Way.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.